Following the hacker's trail, the police team, Fox IT, and CopAN finally identified the computer server through which he'd enter the network. But after that, the puzzle became trickier, because the hacker was shielding himself using VPN connections. The police team flew to South Korea to talk to Kumbaska, and later to Japan, where a university network had been breached by the same individual. Investigators could see the hacker was using a Russian VPN server whose IP address showed up more than once in Papian's network. Frustratingly, though, this information didn't really help the team, because VPN servers mask a user's identity. There was one last thing they could try: to follow traffic from the VPN server to an individual computer in Kapayan's network. That computer turned out to host a website, on which a Kapayan customer shared downloaded movies. On that site's server, the investigators also found hacking files. The email address of the site's administrator was technology@live.com. When they looked it up, the investigators uncovered another lead. The same email address had been used earlier in correspondence with Kapayan about a blocked IP address. In 2010, an IP address belonging to technology@live.com had been blocked temporarily on account of malicious activities. That IP address was linked to a house in Barendrecht, just south of Rotterdam. Finally, the hacker made a mistake. He skipped the VPN and entered a hacked Kapayan computer server directly from his home connection. With that, he exposed his home address. Police had a wiretap on the hacker's home to gather some last bits of evidence. One day, their entire internet feed vanished, leaving the police staring at a blank screen. Their tap in Barendrecht was active, but no data was coming in. The problem, police discovered, was that KPN had accidentally blocked the suspect's internet connection. A little more than 2 months after receiving Kumbaska's message, the police finally had enough evidence to pull Edwin from his computer. Two agents were sent to intercept his mother and get her house keys. Then they sneaked up to the upstairs room where Edwin sat, unsuspecting, taking the internet by storm as XS. Suddenly, uniformed men burst into the room. "Police, get your hands off the computer!"